Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Paul gives us a great scripture in Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. He says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The death of the cross has always been the worst form of execution. You know something about the cross? It was a slow death. It was a death of shame. And they took the victim and they nailed him in agony to the wood, and then they suspended him naked to the gaze of the multitudes. And its victim, the victim of the cross, was there to be mocked rather than to be pitied. And in the ancient world, the cross was associated with evil and not good. And the Jews, you know, they thought it to be a curse, for cursed is everyone that hangs upon the tree. And God himself had allowed this idea to root itself within the psyche of man. Why? Well, so that there would be a provided place of shame, lower than every other place. He provided this place of shame for the great sin bearer, the substitute who was going to come in the fullness of time and take the sinner's place. Who are we talking about? Jesus. Yes, he himself, the substitute for sinners, became the great outcast from man, outcast from God, despised and rejected, deemed unworthy even to die inside the gates of the city of Jerusalem. And so when the fullness of time had come, Christ Jesus the Lord was crucified. But it's interesting, when Jesus was crucified, he takes that cross and turns it from a curse to a blessing. Oh yes, he takes it from shame to glory. He changes it from a place of weakness to a place of strength. Oh, he has done all things well. He is marvelous. The Savior is great. He took the cross and changed it from the domain of death to the domain of life. And such was the transformed view of the cross that the Holy Spirit takes Paul and inspires him to write words which all the Christians rejoiced in concerning the cross. And he says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the Christians took the message of the cross and the Christ of the cross, and they made it a power in the earth. All that shame, all that curse was gone once Christ transformed the cross. And that message of Christ and him crucified on that cross went out everywhere. It went out like the light, and it toppled all other religions and dismantled human priesthoods and shrines and altars. And never once, listen to me, never once did the early church go and make war in the name of gospel truth. Never once did they force people to convert or to make political alliances with them. And they didn't make political alliances to gain popularity. No, they relied on the superhuman power, the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Christ of the gospel, the very power of God unto salvation. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.